Today's share in the Deer Shoe, Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Aleph, Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simin Shin Lamed Vav. We begin on the very top line, Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Yeshli Zor, one has to be careful, Milahashlich Zroim Bimkom Yiridas Kishomim. On Shabbos, you can't just toss away seeds onto the ground in a place where it's raining. Shesofun Latzmiach, because even though you're not really planting them, they ultimately will sprout in this water. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Katan Lamed Aleph. Wrote Salomon, and Ochab is telling us over here, Shamoko Mahu Lach Bipnei HaGeshomim. Lav Davkin is throwing it directly into the rain, but you're throwing it into a place that's been moistened by the rain, Sheragulei Reichom, that which regularly goes and rains over there. And this would be true for any place that's moist, ki haigabne, in a similar fashion, doesn't have to only be from rainwater. So if Katan Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we're saying that ultimately it will sprout, pirish, shiitzmechu machmas harikoch, because of the softening of the ground by the rain over here, these seeds will ultimately sprout. Kiderach kol tfuah, kishinostim osam mayim, like any wheat that will sprout when you put it in water, as we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem and tomorrow shir, kililikamon in Sifyud Aleph. Or alternatively, O Evshar, the Bizman Meruba Ishtarish Bakaka, or after some period of time, it will be able to out-sprout actually in the ground itself. And again, if it ultimately sprouts and you planted it or threw it there on Shabbos, that's halachically like you planted it there on Shabbos. The Mechaba continues and he says, however, if you're throwing the seeds over here for your chickens, the Yashlich Litarnagolim, you have an obligation to feed your animals on Shabbos, so you're allowed to feed these chickens on Shabbos, they're your chickens, and you're throwing the seeds over there on the ground, Lo Yashlich Elokishir Shiyochlu Bobayom Oliomayim. You're only allowed to throw enough seed there for the chickens to eat that day or maybe another day. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Lama Gimma, why does it say for another day? The Bizman Muad Kazel Lo Yitzmachu, because if you throw enough seed for a day or two, there's no way that that will sprout in this short period of time over here before they're eaten. The kosher came to lo yishushu b'karka, and it certainly won't sprout from being planted into the ground because the chickens will eat it. Masha ein kein l'shloshi yomim, but if you throw in so much food over here that it's for 3 days or more, the yotzer yitzvuch hazroim, then there's a chance that the chickens won't eat them so fast and that they will sprout. And then it's considered that you planted it on Shabbos. V'yishchayiv l'mafreya, and retroactively it will turn out that you are chayiv over here, mishum zoreya, for planting, gam l'chad deya b'yoredeya, simin reish sadi gimel, where it says, kol shir hashrosha einu el shosh yom. It's brought down over there that it takes 3 days for it to be considered planting, so if you throw enough for 3 days worth, you'll have a problem. And he says, you can see over there as well, further in the Piskei Tshuva. The issue footnote number 21 brings down, he says, all you have to do is throw the seeds onto the ground, and boom, even if they haven't sprouted, you're over planting on Shabbos. Even if they're not going to take root for some period of time, and even if you were to pick them up from the ground, you're still over the issur of planting. You can't undo it. So Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlit explains over here, Shainu davka shehiskaven lizriya. That's true only if you intended to plant it. And in that situation, you're over the issur of zoreya immediately. But if you just threw the seeds on the ground without any intention of planting them, for example, to feed the chickens over here, then you're not over the issur of zoreya until they actually go and sprout. He does bring down, however, that the Egle Tal disagrees. And he says that the Chiyav of Zriya is only if it actually sprouts. And according to the Egle Tal, if somebody were to plant something and then you undo the planting by picking it up before it sprouts, then there is no Isser over here at all. The issue footnote number 22 brings down that normally we say that it takes 2 weeks for plantings to be considered significant. Why is that not the case over here? So he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi's Atzal Rav Ozner, it's brought down in the name of the Chasam Sofer, that after 3 days, it's already a sofek, shemo kvar niklat hazera. Maybe there is some sprouting over here. And therefore, if you put in more than 3 days worth, you do have a problem. Alternatively, it's brought down in the name of Nishmas Adam. The reasoning is over here, mishum shebemeshach zman kazeh yitochin shiitzmuch hazroim mehalachos, that they will not necessarily sprout because of being in the ground. That does take 2 weeks, but they may sprout just from the moisture, even without being in the ground. And he adds, Shaladeazu Mutula Hashlach Zroyan Shainum Tsomchim Mehalachus Elai de Klita Bakarka. According to this, something like, for example, an afarsik, a peach seed, which doesn't sprout ever from moisture, one would be allowed to toss that onto the ground, and it wouldn't be a concern, even if it's there for more than 3 days, because it will take 2 weeks for it to really sprout. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vida, the Mairi, the Hishlich has Azroim Pamachas. Here we're talking about where he threw all this chicken feed over here, these seeds onto the ground in one fell swoop. The Lav Hochi, because if that's not the case, also Lahochli Meachol, once you've already thrown for one day's worth, so then you're not allowed to throw any more because that would be preparing for a weekday. This is brought down into a Sefer Shabbos. Finally, the Mechaber concludes Sif Dalet by saying, "V'imu b'mokum drisa sragli odom mutter." If when you're tossing the seed over here for the chickens, even if you're tossing a lot, it's where people are walking, then there's no chance that they'll ever sprout. She'ain soful etzmoch, and therefore there is no iser over here of zoreya of planting these seeds. Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes, "Asovim grasses sha'olu al ozen akli that are growing on the ear of a utensil. How do they grow there? Milachus akli. There's the moisture on the clay that's allowing these types of grasses to grow on this utensil itself. So, chashuvim kimi b'chubarim lekarka. These grasses that are growing over here are considered that they're, as if they're attached to the ground. And if somebody were to uproot them, v'atolshon, chayiv would be over in issur d'oraisa over here of uprooting something from the place where it grows. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if katan lamed daled. Where do you find that grass might grow on some sort of a utensil over here? For example, in a bucket that you're constantly using to go and draw water with. So it has a constant state of moisture on it, and shigadelin bo kimin pitrios, and various types of mushrooms or organisms like that will grow on this utensil. And therefore, Sivkot Lamed Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, in that situation, the Mechaber tells us, Yechayv bin Doraisa. And the Iser is, Mishum Oker Dover Migidulo. As I mentioned, you're uprooting something from the place where it grows. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, for example, coral that grows in the ocean. So Ravaza Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down a Yerushalmi, Shano Telmehim, Chayv Mishum Kotzer. That if you uproot that, that's also called Kotzer. That's called reaping over here because you're uprooting it from the place where it grows. And the same thing would be if you pick up various sponges also that are found on the bottom of a water body, and that's when you lift them up from the ground, that is also called Oker Dover Migidulo. Uprooting something from the place where it grows, and the same thing would apply with sap from a tree, that this would be osur. And the Mishnah Berurah adds further, and he says, Duhu toled is kotzer. This is a tolda of kotzer, of reaping. Velo dami, he says, it's not the same, la'otzis sheino nokov, for a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, and therefore it's not considered halachically connected to the ground. The hatolish mimeno, if somebody uproots from a flower pot without a hole in it, potter, it's not an issur d'oraisa, it's issur d'rabbanan, it's potter al osur. And the reasoning is, mishum de'enu mechuber b'karka olam, it's not considered connected to the world's land. The shiny hasan in that situation, the ain der chzriya sham, it's not normal to plant in such type of flower pot. As opposed to over here, mash ekein hocha, the ikar gidulan kein. Here in this water-soaked utensil for which these mushrooms or other growths or grasses are growing on them, that is their normal growth, and therefore in this situation it is an issur d'oraisa, as opposed to when you uproot something from a flower pot without a hole in it, that's not the normal place for it to grow, and therefore it's only an issur d'rabbanan. And the same thing would be, v'huadin hatolesh kishus mihizmi vihigi. If a person takes off these growths over here, like hops, they grow on these, the Mishnah Berurah explains, these kotzim, these thorns, pirish corns, these hizmi and higi. So you have some sort of a growth, like hops, that are on these thorns. So apapi shigama kishus eno mechuveres lekarka. These aren't really attached to the ground, one could argue. The hops are attached to these thorns, and the thorns aren't attached to the ground. Nevertheless, if ilhochi chayav, this would be an issur d'oraisa mishum oker dova mimikidulo, because you're uprooting something from the normal place that it grows. And even if that's not the ground, that is an issur d'oraisa. Sif vav. The Mechaber writes, Asovim shetichovim bi'ofor mibod yom. If you planted certain grasses into the ground before Shabbos starts, and the reason you're doing this, kadesh yu lachem, that they should remain moist. So on Shabbos, mutu lechos be'olim ulotzion. You'd be allowed to go and pick at their leaves on Shabbos and pull them out of the ground. V'hu shelo hishrishu. But this is only allowed as long as they have not yet taken root at all. And likewise, v'gam tzoruch she'eno rotze b'yashro sason. And you don't want them to have taken root. However, avolim niskavi lezriya, but if you intended this, then also it would be an issur d'oraisa for you to go and do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav. We're talking here, kagon asovim sheim noyim lemare ulhariach. Why would somebody put these flowers over here, or these growths, the grass, into the ground on Erev Shabbos? Because they're very pretty to either smell or to look at. Umamalin kad oforlach, and it was normal for people to go on Erev Shabbos and place them into a jug or a container that had loose dirt in it that was moist. And then they would place this flower or plant inside there, as brought down by Rashi. And v'hu adin in tochav amakarka. There's no difference in putting this into a flower pot or going and putting it into, over here, the ground. His intention is not that it should go and root in that. His intention is just to keep it moist, so when he wants to smell it on Shabbos, or look at it on Shabbos, he'll be able to do so. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Kut Lamed Zayin, you're allowed to go pick this up from the leaves and smell it on Shabbos, or lift it up and take it out from there to look at it on Shabbos. In Rotz Olariach Ben, for example, if he wants to smell it. The Mishnah tells us over here, that was a mouthful, that you don't have to go and stick it into the ground and then take it out, and then stick it into the ground and take it out on Erev Shabbos in order to widen the hole over here. So when you do pull it out on Shabbos, you're not going to move the surrounding dirt because you'll have a bigger hole. Why is it not necessary to do this? Because if either you go and move this dirt, you're doing this indirectly, and therefore it's not of any consequence. There's no halachic objection over here. You're not actually touching the dirt with your hands. By pulling out the leaf, you're moving the dirt indirectly. This is called an indirect tiltum in atzad, and shari, that is permissible. We've learned this previously. So, dear Shu, footnote number 26 reminds us that we wrote over there, you're allowed to remove this over here when it's in the field's ground. But if it's in the ground in your house, then you're forbidden to go and take it out, because once you take it out, you're going to be left with a hole in your living room floor. They had dirt floors. And therefore, when you pull it out of your dirt floor, you may come to smooth it out. In the field, you're not at all concerned about that. But in the house, you are. And therefore, in the house, you wouldn't be allowed to go pull it out. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, this is a heter that you're allowed to move these things over here to allow you to go and move plants that have been placed around the shul, for example, on Shavuos. Even though they're not necessarily edible for animals, nevertheless, if you're thinking about using them on Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, and you want to have them in the shul, so mutar l'tatlim, you'd be allowed to move them in the shul. However, ubefrat imhem asovim hanostim reach, but only if they are the type that give off a fragrance, then you'd be allowed to move them. If they're just nice looking, then you wouldn't be allowed to move them if they don't have a reach to them. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Ches explains the Mechaber telling us you're allowed to pull them out of the ground, or lahotzion, v'uadin lahachziron achar kach limkoman. You would even be allowed to put them back into the ground, im lo nistam hanekev mishotzion, as long as the hole is still there. You're not allowed to create a new hole, obviously, but if the hole is still there, it didn't collapse, so then you'd be allowed to put this flower back. Sivkot Lamed Ches, with the caveat, however, we said, v'hu shlo hishrishu. The Mechaber told us you can't have had it actually root. Kigon kodim shlo shiyom. For example, the Mishnah says it's not yet 3 days. Dos b'vade lo hishrishu, because certainly within 3 days, it will not take root. Dim hishrishu, pshitish osolotzion. And it's obvious if they did take root, you're not allowed to pull them out. Shariyoker dovim migidulo. That would be a classical isser of uprooting something from the place where it grows. However, Sivkot Mem, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you had intentioned over here to go and have it take root, then it would be forbidden to go and uproot it. That would be an Issa Deraisa. The Kibun Shem Techuvim Utumunim Bikarka Kishar Zron, since they are in fact placed in the ground and insulated, hidden into the ground, like any other seed that is planted, the Gam Miskavin Lazorim, and your intention over here was to plant it, so then, Gozru Bu Rabbanan. And the rabbis instituted a gzeir over here to lo leisei lachluf elitlosh leachar shrosha. You're not allowed to go and uproot it over here because you may come to confuse this and actually uproot something after it's taken root, which would be an issa d'oraisa. So here, even before it's taken root, if you intended it to take root, it's an issa d'rabbanan. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, also litlosh, it is forbidden to uproot, afilu me otzitz she'enu nokov, even from a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, so it's not connected to the ground, and it's not therefore an issa d'oraisa. Nevertheless, it's forbidden for a person to uproot stuff from an otzitz, even if it's not nokov. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Mem Aleph. Who adin she'asu lihashkos hazroim shebesolcha atzis. She likewise not allowed to water the seeds that are inside a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. Va'afilu im atzis hu munach ba'aliyah. And even if this atzis is all the way up in the attic, gam ken yish isu b'chozeh. You're still not allowed to go and water it or to uproot something from it, even though it's not able to be connected to the ground because it's all the way up in the attic. Nevertheless, there is a prohibition over here of doing this. The issue footnote number 29 brings down Hazareya ba'otzitz sheino nokav. If you plant something inside this flower pot without a hole in it, so the Nishmas Adam brings down, and so does the Aruch HaShulchan, Shechayev Mishum Zareya, that this is an Issa Darais over here of planting. Kiva Shekol Ofen Shel Zriya, any type of planting over here with the intention that you're going to have these seeds sprout, that is an Ab Melocha, an Issa Daraisa. However, Rav Ozzis, that's on the Shevet Alevi, disagrees, and he writes, Shadas Rov Achronim Notishu Potter. Most of the Achronim say it's only Nisa Durabbatan, Potter Aval Osir. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Beis explains, we're talking about without a hole in the flower pot. Aval Miotzitz Nokov, but if you're dealing over here with a flower pot that does have a hole in it, so then Chiyuva Nami Yesh was there. Then it's an Issa Darais over here. Why? Lefisha Yonek Minakarka Aide Hanekev. Because in this situation, it's getting sustenance through the hole in the flower pot, and therefore it's actually considered as if it's growing directly from the ground. That somehow it's able to absorb, it smells, so to say, the moisture from the ground over there, the hole in the flower pot. And even if it's a very small hole, it's only big enough, even if only a small little root could go out that's less than a kezayis, it's still considered over here that it's yonek from the karka, and it would be an issa deraisa to uproot it. And even if the hole is only on the side of the flower pot, nevertheless, kivan shu kineged masha tomu min hageza biofor, since it's opposite what is actually in the dirt over here, so it is considered still uprooting from the ground. The kol shekain and hu b'shulav neged hashoresh, and certainly if there is a hole at the bottom of the flower pot neged hashoresh, that's opposite over here to the roots. The Chafetz Chaim in Dibur Hamaschil Me'otzitz Sheino Nokov in the Bir Halacha brings a discussion from Choshen Mishpat as to what type of material these flower pots are made of, a machlokis, whether it's wood or whether it's cheres, earthenware. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Otzitz, this flower pot, which the Ramah says, Pirush, Chatzi Kad Shazorim Shom Asovim, a half of a container that you plant within its seeds, again, a flower pot, is brought down the name of the Oruch, Afilu Einu Nokov, even if it doesn't have a hole at the bottom of it, Yeshli Zora Militlo Me Algabe Karaka, one should be careful about picking it up from the ground, Ulhanicho Algabe Yesedos, and to place it on top of some sort of a post, or vice versa. And this is true, Bein Shul Shalates, Bein Shul Charis. This is true whether the material that the flower pot is made of is wood, or the material is earthenware. One should not do this because it is potentially considered that you're uprooting it from the ground, or that you're planting it into the ground. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, the Gam Bazeh, even in this setting over here, without the hole in the flower pot, Yesh Chashash Tlisha Midrabanim, it's at least potentially uprooting midrabanun, Menesha Mavsik, Yinikosum At, because you're somewhat going and disturbing its Yinika, even though it doesn't have a hole at the bottom of the flower pot, you are in some way diminishing its ability to get nourishment. The Kol Shekain, Ima Otzis Hunokov, and certainly if there is a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, the Tzorch Luzorb is there, then you have to be very careful about doing this. There's potentially an Issa Darais in this situation. And the issue footnote number 34 brings down from the Ketos HaShulchan that even for a very short period of time to move this flower pot, also b'Shabbos like B'Yesa Otzis, you wouldn't be allowed to go lift it up, Mishum Sh'ad She'anichenu b'Chazara ala Karka, because in the time that it takes for you to pick it up and then put it back on the ground, it is going to Misma'etes Yinikos, so you're going to diminish its nursing from the ground, and therefore it is forbidden. To drag such a flower pot on the ground without lifting it up, Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita brings down that would actually be permissible. She'enu magbia me'akarka ein ha'yinika nifsekes klal. Since you're not actually lifting it up in the ground, you're not disturbing the yinika over here. Ve'em ze lo iser tolesh lo iser zoran. It's neither uprooting nor is it planting when you put it back in a different place because you never picked it off the ground. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Daled, you're not allowed to go put it on posts. Rosaloma afshe'enu mafsek shum dover b'ena otzis la'akarka, even though there's nothing in between, so it never really didn't have a direct connection with the ground. The koshikin mamido agabi eitzim or agabi begadim. And certainly, if you put it on top of wood or on top of garments, the esh was a isura, then that would certainly be also because there's an interruption between it and the ground. If you also came to Artis Nakav, and if this was a flower pot with a hole in it, then it would really be an Isra Daraisi, which was a Tlisho and a Tiyam and a Torah. And therefore, Avakin Yizayr Ma'od Bechli, Im Esve Bosim, Shrugli Osma Bayis, you have to be very careful with these aromatic types of flower pots, Shalo Litlom and Akarakal and Nichol, Agabi Shulchan Olehef, not to take it from the ground and put it on the table and vice versa, because this could be a possible Isra Daraisa if it has a hole in it, or an Isra Darabatan if it doesn't. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kohen Memhei explains, Mishua Mizoreya, to put it back on the ground, would be an Issa Mizoreya. The Ramah concludes and he says, Yichush Alilin, a branch of a tree, Shenifshach Me'er Shabbos, Me'alilin Velperos. There's fruit on this branch, but it was detached before Shabbos. You're allowed to take the fruit off it on Shabbos. That concludes today's shiur.